Welcome. What, sorry?
Is it Mr. Nomotomi? There's an older guy who teaches this. Let me see.
Okay. Parshas Kisovoy, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Dalet. This week, the Parsha starts off, Parshas Bikurim. There are many messages to be learned from Parshas Bikurim. First of all, it's amazing how important Parshas Bikurim is. In the Medrash in Brachos Rabbah, Perek Aleph, Ois Dalet, it says that Bezchus Bikurim, the world was created. The whole world we have around us is Bezchus Bikurim. This is Bereshis Bara Elohim. And Bikurim are called Reshis. Reshis Bikuri at Moscha. And we ask ourselves, what is so special about Bikurim that's worthwhile creating the world for Bikurim? The answer is, so says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman in the Darkei Musar, it's very easy to believe the world has a creator. You'd have to be a fool to think the world was created by itself. When you go into a store and you see everything is sorted out, everything's organized, shelves, everything's set up in proper order, no one thinks it happened by itself. Of course, there must be someone managing the store. That's easy for us to appreciate. What is difficult is to understand the things we do come from Hashem. Things we thought about, we planned, we acted out, we used all our talents. So it's me, no one else. I did it. That's a challenge. That's a challenge to still relate. That's from Hashem. Hashem enabled me to do these things. And therefore, the farmer who spent the whole year, he's plowed, he's planted, he's cultivated, he's harvested. So it's him. He used his knowledge, his experience, his strengths to get this finished product. So it's me. And yet still, the farmer will come and say, Priya Adoma Shenosato Li Hashem. That I still recognize it's through you. You enabled me. You sustained me. You kept me going. You gave me these talents to bring this forward. So I recognize this from you. And that's such a tremendous thing. That's already is worthwhile. It could be the reason why the world was created. I mean, we see he has to bring his first fruit. The Kohen couldn't care less. The Kohen who receives the fruit doesn't care if it's his first fruit or his late on fruit. The Kohen wants to eat. Why should the Kohen care that you're first? Obviously, it's meant for us. It's for us to elevate ourselves. Our most precious fruit, here it is. Here it's come through. The first one. It's so precious to me, and that we give over. And we recognize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchios. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin, Imru lefanai malchios, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. We have to accept Malchus Hashem upon ourselves. It's very easy to recognize Hashem Malchus everywhere else, on him, and on him, and that place, and that country. But on ourselves, oh, that's already an avodah. that all we are, we as a person, we think, we do, to recognize and to accept Malchus Hashem upon ourselves, that's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And it's much more difficult, more challenging avodah. We have many, many points of Hakaras HaTov, lessons in Hakaras HaTov in this week's parasha. When our farmer comes to Yerushalayim, he has to give a whole lecture. He talks about Arami Oved Avi, Lavan wants to destroy Yaakov, also whole business. What? Go straight to the point and say thank you for the fruit I got. He has to give a whole background, Jewish history. We see the message is for us that when you have a Koras HaToiv, you must trace the sources. The background is also part of a Koras HaToiv. So you want to thank your wife for the cake she made you. It's not just the cake. It's the plan, the recipe she got hold of. So when she went to buy the ingredients, we have to trace it. The Achir Bakaras HaToiv is so great. You have to trace and see where it came from. Therefore, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't just thank Hashem bluntly for the fruit He gave us. Because all the way back to Lavan wants to destroy Yaakov, and Hashem saved us and brought us to Mitzrayim, took us to Mitzrayim, the whole business, gave us the land. That's how far we have to go with our Koras HaToiv and trace it. Furthermore, says in Pasuk Gimel, "Uvasa l'akoyin asher yeh b'yamim ahim v'amarta elov." You have to say to him, says Rashi, "Amarta she'encha kofu toiva." You don't deny the goodness, and you say, "V'gadati ayoyim Hashem elokecha." I said to Hashem, I say to Hashem. So Beruchim from the Mir, in a Sefer called Das Torah, from here we learn that when you have a Koras HaToiv, it's not enough to feel it. You have to express it. You have to say so with your mouth. Thank you very much. Because it's a chiyuv over here of a marta. It's not enough to feel, to come and give the fruit over. You have to say. She'ein chakofu toiva. Even for a small amount, bikurim, there's no minimum size of bikurim. Any land you have, maybe with just one tree, you already have a chiyuv bikurim. There's no minimum. So any toiv we get, we have the chiyuv of a koras toiv to speak it out. It says today there's a, it became a manners. Manners say thank you very much. He says the apnei Torah who don't do it. Why? Because since it became just pure manners, people don't mean what they say, and people exaggerate, and people flatter. People have a meal and say, "Wow, amazing, unbelievable!" They say to the Balas Abayis, "Unbelievable!" So it's already getting out of hand, right? I was once at a certain family, and it was going, every portion that came out was like going on and on, like inflation, you know, meaningless words, like all the words in the dictionary were coming out and without any meaning. So it says Apnei Torah don't, because they feel it's not real, they feel it's flattery, so they feel it in the heart, but they don't express it. So it's a mistake. We learn from this expression, you have to say it. You have to, Vamarta, Vigadata, you have to say it. So, you don't have to flatter, but it has to be mentioned. We see on Pesach, we have to call a marble a saper, it's just been trying. Leila Seder stems from this week's parsha. That's what we darshan in this week's parsha. We darshan in this week's parsha on Leila Seder. So therefore, there's a chiyuv of expressing the Hakaras HaTov. These are all important messages we can take to our own homes to appreciate, to trace, and to say. Obviously, it needs chokhmah, when to say and how to say. Shouldn't be empty. Shouldn't be empty words, meaningless words. But these are important points that we're learning from this week's parsha. Furthermore, it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, "V'samachto b'chol ha'toiv," should be happy with all the good. Says Rashi. From here we learn that you only do parshas bikurim b'zman simcha, when in the harvest time when people are happy. Again, says Rabbi Rucham, part of Hakaras HaTov is to show that you enjoy it. If your wife makes you the cake and you just gobble it down, that's not Hakaras HaTov. If you eat it, say, ah, with chokhmah, oh, that was really good. That's Hakaras HaTov, because she feels good. Because she sees that you're enjoying it. It gives it, that's Hakaras HaTov. You are paying her for her kindness. She wanted to make you happy. Here we see there's a chiyuv of samachto b'chol ha'toiv. You should be happy with all the good. Rashi says in Parshas Dvarim, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Hashem Elokecha birachecha b'chol ma'aseh yadecha, Hashem has blessed you in all you've done. Says Rashi, therefore, don't be al tikvu es ha'toiva, lo tikvu es toivasai. Don't, how does it tikvu? Don't override this toiva and show yourself as if you're poor, and show yourself as being rich. See this idea? He's talking about in the context of you should pay when you're traveling through the enemy's land. You should pay, buy their food and buy their drinks. So part of Hakaras HaTov is to show that you're doing well. You're benefiting from it. That's part of Hakaras HaTov. The Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Chofres, there was once a Gzeira where the Malchus HaRasha, the enemy, the rulers, they made a Gzeira, we cannot bring Bikurim or Eitzim to the Mikdash. They positioned guards, they put roadblocks to prevent people bringing Bikurim to the Mikdash and people bringing wood for the Mizbeach. I think Moro says they made the whole system have to beat the guards. So they came with these fruits and they said, we're going to make pressed figs. It's just beyond the roadblock we have a press and we're going to make the pressed figs. And the guards let them through, and then they went to the Mikdash. And they made ladders with the wood. And they said, oh, we have our ladders, we have a dovecot just beyond the roadblock. We're going to go and climb on the ladders to get our doves. And they let through, they took it apart, and went up to Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara. Tanya Daf Chofres. And the question is, why did the Malchus choose to make Gzeira against Bikurim? I don't think they knew the Medrash, what we mentioned previously, the world is created for Bikurim. I don't think they knew that. Why did they pick on Bikurim? What's up as Bikurim? The Tariq Mitzvahs. And they picked on Eitzim. Mama, what's so special about these things? Says the Maharsha, the reason is, what is special about Bikurim and Korban Eitzim is, it's done b'simcha. If you open the Mishnayos, you'll see a whole ceremony had to come. The people of Yerushalayim would get up. Even the workers weren't allowed to stop, even to greet the Talmud Chacham, because you're wasting your employer's time. They would all go out and greet the Bikurim. They would be playing musical instruments. a whole ceremony to come up together and of bringing the Bikurim. It was a time of tremendous simcha. Therefore, a mitzvah simcha that the malchus were afraid of. Meaning, if you have religious ceremonies that the malchus wasn't afraid, you want to wrap your prayer shawl, these thin ones around your neck. You have one of those vakasha, embaya, that we're not afraid of. You want to write your calendar, bro, your menorah, you do that as well. But a mitzvah of simcha is powerful. That they were afraid of. And Bikurim was a time of simcha, and also Eitzim was a time of Yom Tov. They make Yom Tov when they bring the Korban Eitzim. That the Malchus was afraid of, because that's powerful. That's what they want, they're trying to stop. So we need to learn from the enemy. If they're afraid of mitzvahs we do b'simcha, so we need to do mitzvahs b'simcha, because that's how to make a mitzvah much more powerful. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, any mitzvahs that were done b'simcha, adayin oisin oisa b'simcha. Talking about mila, we were done b'simcha, at ayoyim, people do mila b'simcha, even people far off, still do bris mila. Because it was a mitzvah that was done by simcha. So we see a mitzvah done by simcha is much more powerful. So that's what we need to. We need to do that ourselves, make all our mitzvahs by simcha to make it much more powerful. A different reason given, by the way, in the Ein Yaakov, he brings a different reason why they chose Korban Eitzim to stop the Eitzim and the parents. So the Malchus didn't want to explicitly make people aware they're trying to uproot the Yiddishkeit. So what do? They said, it's for your benefit. Because if everyone brings Bikurim, the price of fruit are going to go up. And if everyone brings an Eitzim, if everyone's going to bring Eitzim to the Mizbeach, there'll be a shortage of Eitzim, and the price will go up. Therefore, it's for your benefit. It's for your benefit they're putting these roadblocks to prevent you from doing the mitzvah. So that's, you have to be careful. If the Malchus or Rosh Hashanah says they're trying to do things for your benefit, you need to be very careful what's behind it. In this parasha again, we find this idea of simcha. We have at the end of the parasha, Tachas asher evadato Hashem Elokecho. Oh, here we go. In Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Tachas asher evadato Hashem Elokecho b'simcha uvetuv leivov miyoriv kol. Tremendous punishments for. We didn't do mitzvah b'simcha, meaning we didn't appreciate the mitzvah. If you don't appreciate the mitzvah, this is a tremendous kitrug that causes klolos. So I'm going to speak a bit about this, which is kind of connected. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Dalet says that Midas Hadin is pachat. Everyone should be afraid, mizdazer from Midas Hadin, because Hashem judges us for even slight things. The same way Hashem rewards us for slight things, for little mitzvahs we did. Hashem's mishpat, Hashem's going to punish us for little things we did. There's no difference. Hashem is mishpat. As in Mesilas Yesharim, since Hashem is mishpat, what place is there for rachamim in the din? How can you have rachamim? All davening for rachamim. Hashem is mishpat. Says in Mesilas Yesharim that if we just go with din, three things would happen. Number one, when we do a sin, we'd be killed immediately. The punishment would be immediately. There'd be no time. Number two, if it's just din, we'll get a severe punishment, like someone who rebels against the king. And number three, that it would be impossible to rectify what has been done. If a person commits a murder, can it be rectified? If a person was with an Ashes Ish, can it be rectified? What was, was. When I was a young, fresh Ole Chadash, came to this Israeli school, I came out off the plane. And there was breakfast served. And by mistake, I spilled someone's coffee on this Israeli. She was very upset. I said, Slicha. She shouted back to me and said, Mazel Zelia Slicha Shulcha. What is your Slicha? Help me. I have my coffee is on my trousers. He didn't go for that. What is the help, Slicha? What do you mean, Slicha? How's the help? But my sin, here's the coffee. He didn't buy into that Slicha. You did an Avera. Son. What do you mean you regret what you did? That, what does that do? But the Avera is done. That's what would happen if he made us Adin. So what does Midas Rachamim do? Midas Rachamim is a special thing that since we regret our will to do the Avera, therefore it's like by a neder. A person makes a neder, then he regrets what he did, he goes to the Chochem can uproot the neder. How? Because we can uproot the decision he made to make the neder. Yes, well, we make an Avera through the Harata, the regret, it uproots our decision to make the Avera. And therefore, it gets erased. This is Chesed, Shaloi Apidin. So what did we just learn? We just learned that Apidin, it's impossible to rectify what you did. The special Chiddush of the Tshuva, of the Midas HaChesed, the Tshuva, it can undo what you did. That is what Mrs. Shoram says. The question is, in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, Mem Amud Beis, it says over there, Afilu Tzadik Gomor Kol Yomov, a righteous tzadik, been doing mitzvahs all his life, and at the end of his life, he goes off the derech. V'morad b'achroina. At the end of his life, he rebels. He turns conservative. He turns reformed. Morad b'achroina. So he has 80 years of being righteous, and the end, he goes off the derech. Says the Gemara, Ibed es harishonos. He loses his original mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara why. Let him have, because now he's doing averus. Say that. He has. Why shouldn't he have all the mitzvahs he did in his former part of his life? Says the Gemara, "Betoya al harishonos." This not only to become a conservative rabbi, he's regretting all the mitzvahs he did previously. "Betoya al harishonos," and since he's regretting all the mitzvahs he did previously, they're gone. Bye bye. Therefore, he loses them all. That's what the Gemara says. Ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. So this tzaddik loses his mitzvahs. Is that me'ikar adin? Is that mirachamim or midin? What do you say? Is that rachamim or din? Din. Obviously, this is din. There's no rachamim. We're not helping him. Obviously, that means that apidin, if you regret what you did, they're gone. So that's the din. Why is it by mitzvahs? Why is it by averas? treat me the same way. If I regret my averus, they should go. Apidin. Why is it the Messias Hashem tells us that, oh, you did an avera? Too bad. Apidin, forget it. Cannot be rectified. If that's the case, why is it when the tzaddik, when he regrets his mitzvahs, why don't we say it's too bad? You have your mitzvahs. All of a sudden there, the harata uproots his mitzvahs. Ibedis harishonos. So why shouldn't it work? It should be two-way street. So when the Rasha regrets his averas, it should also be wiped away. This question is asked by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. He asked the Chofetz Chaim the question. What do you say? Answers Rabbi Chanan. Says, "At pi derech Hashem, there's two parts to every mitzvah. There's two parts to every avera. In every mitzvah, all the mitzvahs we do are not just an exercise, not just a push-ups, not just a physical exercise. Every mitzvah has a purpose, achieves something. It creates a spiritual reality. It does a tikkun. It creates oirois, spiritual lights. Every mitzvah. That's why the Ovois, even though they were not commanded to do the mitzvahs, they did mitzvahs, because they recognized the benefits and the effect of the mitzvah. But as well, there's a second part of the mitzvah, that since Hashem has told you to do it, so you have to obey what Hashem said. The second part. One is the effect of the mitzvah, the result, the spiritual reality the mitzvah creates. That's the reason to do the mitzvah. The second part is, Hashem said do it, so you do it. You're mitzvah. Likewise in Avera. Every Avera, there's a purpose to refraining from Avera. Because there's Avera creates a tumor, it creates a kilkul. So why not do the Avera? Two reasons. One is the spiritual destruction that happens through doing an Avera. And second of all, Hashem said not to do it, so don't do it. Two parts. The others who weren't commanded not to do the Avera, they didn't do it because they recognized the spiritual destruction, the nuclear bomb behind it. But besides that, Hashem says not to do it, so you don't do it. Two parts to every mitzvah, two parts to every avera. Says Rabbi Chanan, when a person regrets a mitzvah, what can he regret? What can he take back? Can he take back the spiritual creation that he made? The tikkun that was done? It's done. All that he can do is undo his decision to obey Hashem. He's regretting that? Okay, that gets taken away. But the good thing that was created, you can't undo. Likewise in an Avera. In an Avera, can you undo the spiritual tumor you made? It's a reality. You can't undo that. You can undo your will to disobey Hashem. That you could regret and undo that. And therefore, when it says that the Rasha or the Tzaddik can regret, Toyel Rishonos, all that he can regret is his wish to obey Hashem. He can regret that and it becomes undone. But the spiritual reality can't change. And when we do an Avera, we can regret our wish to. We cannot undo the spiritual tumor that we created. without tshuva. And that's the koach tshuva, the special koach midas hachesed that can even change the spiritual reality. That's how Rabbi Chanan answers. Okay? Still a chiddush. That means when the Gemara says that the tzaddik can undo his mitzvahs, it's only 50%. But Osher Weiss, I saw in his sefer, and also Bitzer Kutner in a different way, they say differently. Much more simpler idea. You cannot compare undoing a mitzvah to undoing an avera. When we do a mitzvah, does Hashem owe us schar? Do we get reward? Yes or no? For a mitzvah, right? Get reward. Does Hashem owe it to us? Does Hashem owe us the reward? Are we like his worker that? I worked for you. Give me my salary. Our barrel. If your boss doesn't pay you, you're knocking at his door. Pay up. Right? I've been working for the month. Give me my money. I demand. So, do Hashem owe it to us at the end of the month? Well, I can have it. It's all chesed Hashem. When we do an avera, do we owe a punishment? Huh? Yes. It's avera, you deserve a punishment. You should be slapped on your face. Therefore, you did an avera, doesn't help to regret. You deserve a punishment. You did a mitzvah. It's a chesed Hashem will give you. You don't want the reward? Lo tzarich. You're not interested. Bye bye. A person speeded. He gets a fine. He says, I'm sorry. I regret doing it. I don't want to pay the fine. Too bad. You owe the fine. A person wins the lottery and says, oh, I don't want it. You sure? That's okay. I'm not going to force you. You don't want to get the reward you deserve? Lo tzarich. Therefore, for a person to regret an avera, you can't. You owe the punishment. You can't. Pidin, you can't change it. A pidin. It's a special chesed of tshuva that can undo it. But a reward? That's you don't want it. It's a schus, it's a chesed to you. If you don't want it, lo tzarich. So the point is, it's an appreciation. If a person is Torah Rishonis, he doesn't appreciate his mitzvahs, you could lose the mitzvah. And this is the same type of idea we're seeing over here. B'simcha. A person doesn't do mitzvahs b'simcha, these are levels of appreciation. Because if you appreciate the mitzvah, you do it b'simcha. Right? People who go into cash there, they just won the lottery, they're very b'simcha. Right? They're not tired. They're b'simcha. Right? He comes with, all of a sudden, he became a multimillionaire overnight. He feels wild, he's mad. He can't control his simcha. If we don't have the simcha mitzvahs, that means we're not appreciating it. There's a kitrug on that. You can, and that's the same type of idea. She's zoche to have simcha in her mitzvahs. In Arurim, we have all the curses, and we have Oru Asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos la'asos oisom. It says in Perek of Zayin, Pasuk of Vav, this curses the person who yakim, doesn't stand up this Torah, gets cursed. What does that mean? What did he do to get this Oru? Rashi says here the Torah has made a klala of that's all-encompassing of the whole Torah. A person who doesn't keep any part of the Torah gets cursed. Oro shelo yakim et divrei haTorah azos la'asos oisom. Any person who doesn't do this Torah will get cursed. This is a general curse. Besides the punishment you're going to get, the loitas that you did, there's a curse whoever's not making the Torah. The Ramban argues, says, I don't agree. It doesn't say, whoever doesn't do the Torah. It says, Shelo Yakim Es HaTorah. What are you referring to? It's like, Kimu V'Kibru. If you don't accept upon yourself part of the Torah. There's a difference between a person who doesn't do to a person who doesn't accept. Meaning, you can have a person who eats pork, but he's not over on this curse. He's doing an avera, but why is he doing it? Because he has typhus. He knows it's wrong. He just can't resist. He's not over on this stuff. A person says, this is out of date. This is an out of date mitzvah, old fashioned. He's over. He's not accepting upon himself. Different world. The Ben Yonah says, Rabbi Yonah, in Shai Tshuva, Shai Aleph, Ois Vav, says, even a person who just doesn't consider himself, this mess is not for me. He says, Godol Avodah Min Soi. His sin is too great to carry, to bear. Because he came to Mumar Dovar Echad. Because if the slave will tell his master, I will do everything you tell me, with one exception. There's one thing I won't do. Porak oil. He's been Porak oil. Because that means everything else you're doing, because you feel like it. A slave, by definition, cannot tell his master no. I will not do. If he does, he's not a slave. So if there's one thing we say, not for me. It's called Mumar Tov Rechot. This pasuk, Or Shal Yakim Ziba Torah says. In other words, going to Rashi, it's practical. If you don't keep the Torah, you are over on this curse. If you just, in your mind, that doesn't matter, that doesn't bother us. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah, it's in your mind. Ramban is in your mind. If in your mind you think it doesn't oblige you, then you're over. If what you did, okay, you did, you have typhus. You have Yetzirah. That's not what this is about. We should internalize all the messages in this week's parasha. That Koras HaToiv, how great it is. Speak it out. Trace it with all the roots. Across the even things we do, we kind of feel it's us to recognize Hashem. Recognize the mitzvahs of Simcha. They're very powerful. Learn from the enemies. That's what the enemies were afraid of, us doing mitzvahs of Simcha. So that's what we need to do, mitzvahs of Simcha. Recognize that appreciating a mitzvah or lack of appreciation could make you lose your mitzvah. Toya L'Rishonah, you could lose it. You can't lose your Avera through Toya L'Rishonah. That's not enough. Only to tshuva, but there's a chiyuv for a person to appreciate his mitzvahs. And the last point we spoke about, that we should never in our mind think this mitzvah is not for me. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was a certain elder bacha. He always get up late. He'd sleep in every day. He told me, Shino, I always plan to get up. I chas v'shalom don't plan to sleep in. He's gained this Ramban. He's not. How sincere is, I don't know, because it happens every single day. But at least he understands, he's not saying, I don't get up for shacharis. Because that could be called a moment of Dovrei Echad. He says, I want to get up every day, I sleep in. But he understands that he has days that he needs to get up. Have a good Shabbos.